Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's about 12 minutes away. We will learn more about the federal judge set to rule on whether to allow a ban on non-compete clauses to take effect in September. Who is Hope Walz? Well, we know she is the daughter of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Why is she a viral sensation? We will talk about it. Plus, we will continue our mini-series on My Unsung Hero coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Following all things considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny. Travel is on the docket. You'll need a magic carpet. You'll need a boat. You'll need a grand ship. Also, some Bach and Mozart all coming up shortly on your KPR One station, 7 to 9 p.m. Evening classical with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock.
Support for NPR.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, Jay Schaefer, all bringing you up to date on the latest news from around the nation, around the region, and around the world.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
The time is 6:30.
Chicago.
Well, stocks rebounded today, finishing higher after yesterday's losses as more big companies top profit expectations for the spring. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. At least one urban school district in Kansas is expanding its use of public transportation to get students to and from school. District leaders in Wichita, the state's largest district, say about 800 students are riding city buses instead of yellow school buses this year. That's about 5% of the total students bused. The district pays the city to transport students along regular city bus routes at a rate of about $400 per student per year. District Operations Director Fabian Armendariz says the partnership saves money and it addresses an ongoing shortage of school bus drivers.
In a driver shortage situation, we started looking for alternatives. And Wichita Transit meets that alternative for us.
Armendariz says the partnership is going well, but it's available only in limited areas. The Kansas Commission on Peace Officers has revoked the certification of former Sedgwick Police Chief Lee Nygaard, who resigned last year. KWCH is reporting that Nygaard resigned in October 2023 during investigation into multiple allegations of misconduct. Those allegations included harassment and improper use of city equipment for unauthorized activities. Nygaard resigned 5 days after the city afforded him the chance to refute the allegations. An investigation is underway into a fatal accident involving a state trooper in western Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the trooper was responding to a fatality accident late Monday morning near Hoxie in Sheridan County when he collided with an SUV at an intersection. One man, the driver of the SUV, was killed. A woman passenger and a one-year-old child suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A three-year-old, however, was also airlifted from that scene. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies in the evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low in the lower 60s. Friday, mostly sunny. The real warm-up beginning then. Highs in the upper 80s Friday, mid-90s for Saturday, upper 90s for Sunday and Monday. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Heats and her teacher contracts.
Without protection, my business is in danger.
The rule does have a few carve-outs, including for senior executives, but not for small business owners like Sarah Ruiz. So if and when the non-compete ban takes effect, she says she'll have to have a conversation with her teachers and hope for the best. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The government says it is, quote, seriously considering an appeal of the court's decision striking down the non-compete ban.
This is NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, a roundup of national, international, and regional news. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Stay with us. Following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations, we have 2 hours of classical music coming up with Destiny. It's followed by Jazz in the Night. If you are joining us on KPR Two stations, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the 80s, into the upper 80s for Friday. Upper 90s for Sunday and Monday, so the heat is coming back. It is 10 minutes before 7.
Or visiting amazon.com/adfree. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZQuil Pure Z's Gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZQuil.com. From the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR. Coming up next, news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, offering flexible dental insurance for all ages. More information about options at deltadentalks.com/shop.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s and winds out of the southeast. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night. The big warm-up really gets underway on Friday. Highs in the upper 80s, lows Friday night in the lower 70s, a high on Saturday in the mid-90s. Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 90s. Wouldn't be shocked to see heat advisories issued, high in the lower 90s on Tuesday. It's 7:01, and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Night 3 of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will headline, though others, including Oprah Winfrey, musician Stevie Wonder, and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, are slated to appear. And the theme of tonight's convention is a fight for our freedoms. Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz talked about freedoms in her own state and says the conservative Project 2025 agenda is already being felt there.
For the people of my state, Project 2025 isn't just a threat. It's a reality that we battle every day. From the classroom to the emergency room, Governor DeSantis turned Florida into a testing ground for the right's most egregious, dangerous policies.
Tonight's focus on freedom also spotlights access to abortion and LGBTQ rights. Also speaking tonight, former President Bill Clinton. Clinton has remained one of the party's most effective communicators, particularly on economic issues. Here's NPR's Ashley Lopez.
Bill Clinton has delivered some of the most memorable convention speeches in the past few presidential cycles. That includes when he spoke in support of his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, when she accepted the party's nomination in 2016. He's also remained a strong voice on economic issues and is one of the only two modern presidents who left the federal budget in a surplus. Clinton will be the third current or former president to speak at the DNC this week. Democrats are making an effort to show that Democratic leaders are embracing the future of the party, but his presence here may be controversial with voters who associate him with the affair he had with Monica Lewinsky, a White House intern at the time. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
According to pre-released excerpts, Clinton will say, "We have a clear choice, we the people versus me, myself, and I." The automaking giant Ford says it's changing its strategy around electric vehicles, including canceling plans for new electric SUV. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the shift highlights some of the challenges facing U.S. automakers as they shift away from internal combustion engines.
Transportation is the number one source of climate warming pollution in the U.S., which is why the U.S. government is pushing automakers to offer more electric options. The transition has been challenging, with middling consumer demand and supply chain issues causing numerous U.S. automakers to delay or scale back their electric vehicle plans in the last year. Now, Ford says it is pushing back the date of its next-generation electric truck, and it's scrapping a planned SUV, focusing more on hybrid vehicles, the company says, and lowering consumer costs. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Stocks closed higher today after some encouraging earnings reports from a number of companies, including big box retailer Target. The Dow was up 55 points. The Nasdaq rose 102 points. You're listening to NPR.
Stardate, August 21st. A century ago, most scientists thought Mars was devoid of animal life. Many thought it might contain plants or at least primitive life such as lichens. But in popular culture, Mars was abuzz with life. That was thanks to Percival Lowell. He saw canals crisscrossing the planet, structures built to save a dying civilization. Lowell was born to a distinguished family in Boston. He worked in the family business, then traveled around Asia. But during that time, he developed an interest in Mars. In the late 1800s, he built his own observatory to study Mars in Flagstaff, Arizona. During an especially close passage of Mars in 1877, an Italian astronomer had described some lines he saw on the planet as channels, natural features. But Lowell thought of them as canals created by living beings. In Lowell's reckoning, Mars was losing its atmosphere and getting colder. That turned it into a desert. Survivors built the canals to sustain their cities. Lowell's books and lectures about Mars were popular, so the general public thought of Mars as inhabited. But by 1924, it was clear to most scientists that Mars was too cold and dry to support much life. But one thought a civilization could still exist, perhaps supported by Lowell's canals. So during another close passage of Mars, a century ago this week, he launched a project to listen for Martian radio broadcasts. More about that tomorrow. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Molly on the Shore. Happy Wednesday, KPR friends. I am your host, Destiny. I hope you liked that. I thought it would be a fun little insert for our midweek. And while I'm dreaming of beaches right now, we have so many in Kansas. Just kidding. Yeah. However, there are beaches elsewhere. So let's take a voyage together. At around 7:24, we are going to take a voyage for flute and strings. That is going to be very interesting. I think you'll like it. It's from the composer who wrote the music for The Red Violin. Ooh. But right now, we're actually going to go to a sea, a very calm sea. See, this is what music is good for. If we are dreaming of being on a beach, well, and we can't be, we can turn on KPR and listen to classical music about a calm sea and prosperous voyage. An overture by Mendelssohn with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra. Right now on KPR. A very calm sea and prosperous voyage indeed. An overture by Mendelssohn here on KPR with the Bamberg Symphony. We are taking voyages together, and we are going to take an imaginary voyage together at around 7:30. Ooh, it's going to be really, really fun. Get your magic carpets ready. Oh, there was your hint. Or, you know, perhaps now that you are just so soothed from Mendelssohn, you need a rest. You can be like Eagle's Rest. They're a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, and they support us here on KPR. Featuring stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made, handcrafted furniture. Probably beds too, I bet. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And Stonebeck Alliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at stonebeckappliance.com. That's cute. We've got your back at Stonebeck. Great. I love that. Okay. The composer that wrote the Red Violin is John Corigliano. This is a voyage for flute and strings, and it's with the great James Galway and the Eastman Philharmonia. I will be very curious to know what you think of it right now in KPR. It's about 8 minutes long. Enjoy. All right, friends, what did you think? A Voyage for Flute and Strings here on KPR with the Eastman at Philharmonia, David Efron conducting, and James Galway flute. Let me know. Reach out to kansaspublicradio.org or find me online at destinyviolin.com. I love hearing from you. Before our fantasy voyage that we are about to go on, I've got to tell you about the BBC Proms this Friday night at 7 on KPR1 stations. We'll hear the Tarongalila Symphony by Oliver Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms, and also the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, which was written specially for the Proms. Again, Friday night at 7 on KPR1. Okay, fantasy time. Grab your magic carpet. We are going to listen to Carl Nielsen's Aladdin Suite for Orchestra right now. Yes, we are, with Herbert Blomstedt and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy. fantastical indeed here on KPR, Aladdin Suite for Orchestra by Carl Nielsen with the San Francisco Symphony and Herbert Blomstedt conducting. Wow, incredible. So much exciting music. Wow, I don't know if I can top that, but there is one more hour of Evening Classical. It's coming up after NPR News, and I'm really glad that you were here with me listening to music. I think for next hour, we might take a step backwards in time. I do often play a lot of violin music because I'm a violinist and not much cello music, so I think I just might open next hour with a gorgeous Bach suite for you, one of the most famous ones with that famous prelude that's in many TV commercials. I'm sure you'll recognize it. I think we'll also listen to some Mozart as well. And for any of you out there that play the guitar, I've got a guitar concerto that I think you will enjoy too. Like I said, I appreciate you being here listening to music. I'm glad I get to talk to you about music. Music is fantastic, and I think it just solves so many of the world's problems. So keep listening to KPR and change the world with me. See you soon.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Night 3 of the Democratic National Convention is underway in Chicago. Former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are tonight's headliners. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more on what else is in store.
The evening kicked off with a focus on reproductive rights, featuring several prominent abortion rights activists. Among them was Minnie Timiraju, president of Reproductive Freedom for All. She noted that voters in several states will have the opportunity to vote on ballot measures related to abortion rights in November.
Because voters who support reproductive freedom, we're not the minority, we're the majority.
The program also features advocates for LGBTQ rights, including a video speech from a couple whose marriage was officiated by Vice President Harris when she was California's Attorney General. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Chicago.
Meanwhile, the Democrats in Chicago are reprising some of the worst moments of the January 6th insurrection as part of their convention theme tonight, A Fight for Our Freedom. Representative Benny Thompson chaired the January 6th Collect Committee. He says if Trump's reelected, many of those involved could escape punishment.
He lied about the election fraud. He called his conspiracy-led mob to Washington. He would rather subvert democracy than submit to it. Now he's plotting again.
Other speakers, including Republicans and ex-employees of former President Trump, have also spoken about the threat he poses to democracy. Former Pence aide Olivia Troy said being inside the Trump White House was, quote, terrifying, and she said she worries about what happens if he gets back there. Former President Trump held his first outdoor rally since surviving a July assassination attempt, delivering marks today from behind bulletproof glass. His speech was billed as focusing on national security. But NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben explains it veered into other areas.
Trump falsely claimed that the latest revised jobs numbers were altered by the Biden administration. In reality, those estimates get revised every year as the Labor Department gets more accurate data. This year's revisions show 818,000 fewer jobs added to the economy in that one-year span than previously reported. Trump also complained about DNC speakers' attacks on him.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama?
His next stop will be Arizona to talk about immigration. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Asheboro, North Carolina.
A pair of freight railroads in Canada could be grinding to a halt tomorrow if they cannot resolve an ongoing contract dispute. Both Canadian National and CPKC are trying to negotiate a deal with a union representing engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. While the Canadian government could step in so far, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been reluctant to get involved. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow was up 55 points. The Nasdaq rose 102 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley LLP, with offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world, where innovation meets the law. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Rostropovich playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. Here on KPR, what a way to open our hour together, our last hour of evening classical. Very soothing. I am your host, Destiny. I'm a violinist, so sometimes I play quite a bit of violin music, but what can I say? You're welcome, cellists. Other instruments are important too, like guitars, and I've got a great, great concerto for guitars coming up at the bottom of the hour. But it's been a while since we've enjoyed a Mozart symphony together, and particularly this one on KPR. It hasn't been played in a few years. I don't know why, but that's exactly why I picked it. It's a very short one, very short little ditty here. It's about 7 minutes, so can you really call it a symphony? Well, Mozart did. He called it Symphony No. 32. Let's enjoy it right now, together on KPR, with the Prague Chamber Orchestra and Sir Charles Mackerras. Mozart, Symphony No. 32.
Thank you.
Delightfully delightful Mozart Symphony No. 32 here on KPR with Sir Charles McCarris and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. I was just looking here on my little program where I program the music, and it says the last time that this was played on KPR was in October of 2017. Wow. So, hey, long live Mozart Symphony No. 32. I happen to think it was quite nice. Coming up, some music for guitars, but you know, on Kansas Public Radio, not only do you find the news, you find symphonies that aren't played that often. We are at 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The BBC Proms, this Friday night at 7, we're listening to Messiaen and Anna Klein. Don't miss it. We'll hear the Tarongalila Symphony, and boy, that is a word that means all at one time. Love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. Whew, that's a great word. Okay, a concerto madrigal for two guitars. This is really nice. It's with the Romero brothers on guitar, Pepe and Angel. Sir Neville Mariner is conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Joaquin Rodrigo's concerto madrigal for two guitars on KPR.
Thank you.
Rodrigo's Concerto Madrigal for two guitars here on KPR with the Romero brothers playing for us alongside Stronova Mariner conducting an Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I am Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me. I'm back tomorrow for Tango Thursday. NPR News is up next on KPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve. And facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Singer Stevie Wonder getting the crowd moving tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Another night of some of the party's heaviest hitters. Speaking in support of Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And it was also another night of attacking the Republican nominee, like this remark from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with, but he just won't go away.
That helped to set up former Democratic President Bill Clinton, who said voters have a stark choice to make in November.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will have the dual task tonight of introducing himself to the American people while also building on the momentum Kamala Harris has put together since entering the race. Today was a day of peaceful protests outside the Democratic National Convention following the previous night's clashes between police and unpermitted anti-Israel demonstrators. NPR's Martin Kosty explains the protesters lacked a city permit, but nevertheless were allowed to march.
For months, protest groups fought to get permitted parade routes that would take them within sight and sound of the DNC. This group did not get a permit, but in a last-minute deal with police, they are being allowed to march very close. They're going by a small park that looks out over the United Center. And if anybody inside the security zone just happens to be out in the north parking lot, they will probably hear some chanting. This is Martin Kosty, NPR News, Chicago.
California has announced a $250 million deal with Google to pay struggling news publishers in that state. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the agreement is in place of legislative measures that would have forced the tech giant to support California newsrooms.
California lawmakers are now expected to drop legislation that would have forced big tech to share advertising revenues with news publishers. Instead, lawmakers in Sacramento say Google has agreed to pay $250 over 5 years for initiatives that would benefit local news publishers. The Media Guild of the West is a union that represents thousands of journalists in the state. It criticized the agreement, calling it, quote, a total rout of the state's attempt to check Google's stranglehold over our newsrooms. The Google deal earmarks millions to support the development of AI tools, which the media union says could accelerate the destruction of journalism jobs. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 55 points. The Nasdaq rose 102 points. This is NPR. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to have more to say about the future of his campaign later this week. Meanwhile, Kennedy's running mate Nicole Shanahan has said the campaign is considering backing Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Kennedy's campaign says the candidate will speak Friday in Phoenix about the present historical moment and his path forward. Trump is also scheduled to appear in the state that day. More people are watching television online than ever before. As NPR's Neda Ulbi reports, streaming TV has set new records this summer.
Streaming accounted for more than 40% of TV watching last month. That's the largest percentage measured by Nielsen in its history. The Olympics had a lot to do with the uptick in streaming, of course. It helped increase viewership on NBC's Peacock platform by 33%. That said, a hit reality show with scantily clad contestants did not hurt.
Welcome to Peacock's Love Island USA headquarters, where we take the dress code very seriously.
Other streaming platforms saw significant gains as well. YouTube, for the first time ever, exceeded 10% of total television watched in July. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
The minutes of last month's meeting by the interest rate setting Federal Reserve are out, and they show some of the behind-the-scenes thinking of policymakers, including the fact most agreed that they would like to start cutting benchmark interest rates starting in September. It would be the first interest rate cut in 4 years. Members of the Fed's Open Market Committee think such easing would be appropriate, according to the minutes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com.
We'll be right back.
From the album Super Blue 2, that was an arrangement by Don Sickler of a Duke Jordan tune, Flight to Jordan, to open today's Jazz in the Night on KPR. Super Blue and Super Blue 2, it just one is, were all-star groups of Blue Note artists from that time period, playing classic Blue Note recordings or classic Blue Note songs from recordings in the 50s and 60s like that one, Flight to Jordan, with Don Sickler and Wallace Roney playing trumpets, trombonists, Robin Eubanks, our good friend Bobby Watson on alto sax, our old pal there, Ralph Moore tenor, sax, Rini Rosnes, Bob Hurst, Smitty Smith, piano, bass, and drums. Here on KPR, I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you to share the music. We'll hear from a new one by Michael Deese playing baritone sax this time instead of his usual trombone. But trombone fans, fear not, because up next it's trombonist Conrad Herwig from his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, and McCoy Tyner's piece Passion Dance here on KPR.
Thank you.
Carbone's Conrad Herwig and the McCoy Tyner tune Passion Dance on KPRS Jazz in the Night, the new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner from Conrad Herwig. Terrific band with saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, and Robbie Amin, piano, bass, and drums. Conga drummer Camilo Molina, the leader, trombonist Conrad Herwig. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear from our jazz album of the week this week. It's pianist Sakai Curtis's new album, Cubop Lives, an Afro-Cuban bebop combination. And up next on KPR, new music from tenor saxophonist Michael Deese, baritone saxophonist Michael Deese, excuse me, who almost always plays trombone, but on this album, he's playing his first instrument, the baritone saxophone. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering a foundation repair for leaking basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Well, Michael Deese's new album is called Groves Groove. Terrific band. And a guest singer on this number, a woman I've never heard sing before. She's a great guitarist out of Canada, Jocelyn Gould, but she sings on this one. It's the standard